Valentine sits in the rocking chair and rocks. Nellie is moving around, keeping busy. She says, "Are you hungry?" And he rocks. They have buried Kirill this morning and Nellie will not sit down. She flits back and forth like a bird. She asks, "Do you remember when Kirill found you all those years ago?" Like she wants to reminisce. Valentine doesn't remember. He knows he was in and out of consciousness for weeks after Kirill Vladimirovich the Grocer pulled him from the flames at Otrada. By the time he had recovered his own name, months had passed. He has never recovered much else. Nellie is hard to pin down today. Still moving. Valentine doesn't try to intrude. He has never fully understood their kindness, Kirill and Nellie, taking in a disabled stranger. "Life's funny," Nellie is saying. She never had children, couldn't get pregnant. But now her husband's gone and there's still somebody here for company. Life is funny. Valentine rocks, rocks, rocks.
"I hear you've been anointed Mother Mary," said Dad.
"I was done that religious honour by our minister, Father Peter," said Mother.
She frowned at what was left of the rice pudding.
"Perhaps I'll have a little of that," she said.
Betsy fetched a spoon and plate, and she helped herself from the dish.
"I've been very sore tried this afternoon," she said. "I can do with a bit of eating."
She ate the lot and scraped the dish. Dad poured the tea, Patsy milking the cups. She looked at him. He winked and nodded. She put milk into all five cups. Mother took her cup without commenting.
"Sugar, Mum. Sugar, Mother,"
invited Betsy, pushing the bowl forward. Mother absently sugared her tea.
"Father Peter and his assistant Father Luke are both coming with us to Whitechapel tomorrow," she said.
"Sounds Roman Catholic to me," said Dad.
"Excuse me, but we don't hold with no Pope," said Mother. "Father Peter says the Vatican's full of cardinal gluttony. And our league's not Protestant or Catholic. It's just to bring the word of the Lord to the land, like the Israelites did when Moses led them out of Egypt and Joshua went among the sinners of the land for their own good."
"Barmy,"
said Dad under his breath.
"What's that?"
demanded Mother.
"Tea all right?"
asked Dad. "Who put milk and sugar in it? You know I've given up that sort of thing."